that's where we grow. It's in the middle. Middle to nowhere.
Welcome back to the Middle to Nowhere podcast. My name is Taylor, and today I wanted to talk about something that I've been personally moving through, what feels like a spiritual drought. You know, it's easy to measure where we are now against those mountaintop moments of the past, those times when everything felt expansive, aligned, and full of meaning. But when that feeling fades, when the stillness feels more like absence, it can be hard not to judge ourselves for it. You know, am I doing something wrong? Am I somehow out of alignment? Am I blocked in some sort of energetic way? So in this episode, I'll be sharing a journal entry that I recently wrote, wrestling with these questions, learning to accept that the dark times are not a failure, but a necessary contrast. That even when nothing seems to be growing, the roots are deepening below the surface. And maybe, just maybe, the season of waiting is an offering in itself, an invitation to trust. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. I'm trying to get this train back on its track. But maybe I'm exactly where I need to be. I want to get back to where it felt like it felt like I was earlier this past year. You know, divine encounters, seeing signs, feeling pure love, feeling like it was seeping out of my pores, having these downloads of information and wisdom. It felt like every other weekend. This grasping for those times. Is this the lesson yet again? I've been looking for an arrival when that's not really how this works. This is a movement of seasons. We recently bought a little greenhouse to protect our plants. You know, on the 5 or 6 days that it gets below freezing here in Charleston, if we kept the plants out, they would die. But what if the plants had enough faith to be spared? This seems pretty silly. But why do I tend to see myself as different? My mind seems to go off to far off places where anything is possible, especially on mushrooms. Is this tendency some sort of escape? Some coping mechanism? It makes sense that this stems from, you know, my need to be special, set apart as, you know, some sort of impactful leader. You know, it's part of my savior complex deal. You know, maybe it stems from my need for escape from the mundane and predictable. In the same way that we need to put our plants inside the greenhouse to protect our plants, we also are asked to be skillful with how we take care of ourselves. For, you know, we also have seasons for our spirit. Time of going inside ourselves to nourish, rest, and reflect. If new things are always coming in, then there is no time for integration. You know, you can only water a plant so much. I remember biblical passages about judging a tree by its fruit. I think that this is so true as long as one is zoomed out enough to judge the full season of harvest. In my seemingly never-ending quest to feel good all the time, I tend to live each day with a magnifying glass glued to my face, questioning everything if I've had a few days where I've felt disconnected, heavy, or down. You know, I'll think things like, I've lost it. I must have done something wrong. You know, if I was doing it right, I'd feel good all the time, right? This is still coming from a perspective of avoiding pain and escapism. We are made to experience a full spectrum of emotions, not just the ones that suit our preferences. So when we judge trees by their fruit, it is important that we properly zoom out and see the bigger picture. It wouldn't be fair to say, what's wrong with this tree? Why are you bare and withered? Something must be wrong with you. It wouldn't be fair to say that if it was in the middle of winter. So maybe I've been judging myself harshly because I've been expecting bloom and harvest when that season has passed, to then come again. This could be a time of dormancy, just like pecan trees, allowing them to recover from the energy-intensive process of nut production and leaf growth during the growing season. While the above-ground parts of the tree appear inactive, the roots remain active during the winter. They grow and take in nutrients, preparing for the burst of growth in the spring. So, for me and for you guys, my dear friends, trust that when you are going through a time where you feel disconnected and aren't seeing the fruit that you may have seen in other times, know that you just might be exactly and perfectly where you need to be. And just trust that deep down, under the surface, your roots are growing and in preparation for a beautiful and bountiful harvest yet to come.